Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. How you doing out there? This is Steve. This is the Bingo Show. And I'm with you till 8 o'clock. It's just a little after 6 right now. So we got 2 hours of fun times coming up. So kick back and relax. We do have a theme today. It's a kind of interesting theme we're going to do. It's called Improvise. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick a song to start a set at the right off of my iPod. Just do the little shuffle thing and see what it comes up with. I'm going to play that song, and then I'm just going to kind of riff off of that for a set. And so we'll do four songs that have, I'll do different things. Sometimes I might kind of stick to the theme of it. Sometimes I might just see where it takes me. Total improvisation. So free form in its freest form. All right, so let's get to it. We are going to keep on going.
Dug a hole If I were like lightning, I wouldn't need no sneakers. Well, I'd come and go whenever I would please. And I'd scare them by the shade tree, and I'd scare them by the light pole, but I would not scare my pony or my boat out on the sea. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride on my boat. And we could all go, I'd go out on the ocean. I said, me up on my pony, on my boat. I said, me up on my pony, on my boat. Bye.
All right, WMFO in Medford. How you doing out there? This is Steve. This is the Bingo Show. And that was our first set. So we did a little improv there. So let me tell you what you heard. That was just Granddaddy. And the song was The Boat Is in the Barn. Let me start by saying, so we're going to pick a song at random off my iPod to start the set. And that song was John Langford and his Sadies. And the song was Shipwreck from the disc Mayors of the Moon. So I wanted to do a little riff on that. And I just decided to go with songs about boats. And we had Beck in there. I want to kind of keep it somewhat kind of, you know, that kind of alt-country feel that the Sadies have. So we tried to stick with that for the most part. Beck did Rowboat from Stereopathic Soul Manure. Then we had Crooked Fingers after that, did Ship to Spain. And that's off the disc For a Decade of Sin, 11 Years of Bloodshot Records. We had Lyle Lovett in there, Live, If I Had a Boat. That's from Live in Texas. And we finished it off with Granddaddy. And the song was The Boat Is in the Barn. And that's, let's see, Uncut 2017 Hyper Music. Know what that's all about. But anyway, there we go. That was our first little attempt there. So now we've got another one lined up. I just threw it on. And it is, well, I'm just going to play it. And then we'll discuss it afterwards. And here we go. Set number two in our little experiment. Hope you're enjoying it. Steve, the Bingo Show. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. WMFO.org on the web. Thanks for listening. Like that's it.
my children were raised, you know they silently rise. They started slow and always go head to toe, healthy, wealthy, and wise. I'm fit with the stuff to ride in the rough, and sunny down snuff, I'm all right. By the heroes and
ponds and puddles. When the mud muddles my vision clean. Made clear by the rippling.
It's been almost now a year. How I wonder where she's at, and I wish the old girl were here. Abdul yearns for Cleopatra in the early morning sun. Abdul loves Cleopatra. See, she's still the one. You know, I love Cleopatra. I'm just grateful that I know that old girl. Even though I wonder where she's at, as I wander through this world, and Abdul yearns for Cleopatra. Abdul takes her or takes none. Abdul loves Cleopatra. She's still the one.
All right, Leroy, tell them. Cleopatra, take my patience and test it.
Test it.
Cleopatra, take your time as you may.
As you may.
My time has been well spent.
Well spent.
I dug cleaned up by Ted.
Ted.
You'll like it when you see it someday.
Right. I will wait for Cleopatra, for I know my time must come. And I'm getting ready for wherever she'll be at, cause I'm getting stronger now and not so dumb. And Abdul yearns for Cleopatra in the early desert sun. I love Cleopatra, she's still the one. I love Cleopatra, she's still the one. Still the one. I love Cleopatra. She
he's still the one.
He's still the one.
Abdul loves Cleopatra. She's still the one. I love Cleopatra. She's still the one.
All right, WMFO. There we go. That's set number two. We've got a little Jonathan Richman there. All right, let's see. We started off with the first song, which we were going to riff on, was Spoon, and from Gimme Fiction, The Beast and Dragon Adored. So we went with songs with two things in the title, or at least two things. I actually did one that had three things in the title. So Spoon did The Beast and the Dragon Adored from Gimme Fiction. Then we did some Brian Wilson off of Smile, Heroes and Villains. T. Randolph Scott did a song called The Alien, the Sheep, and Stanley Kubrick. And that's off the disc Purple in the Shadows. Had a couple of weird songs in there. This is my kind of weird set, too. Let's see. We had, after that, Dirty Projectors did a song called Ponds and Puddles. And that's of a disc called the Getty Address. And we finished up with Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers. And the song was Abdul and Cleopatra. All right, that brings us back up to date. It's 6:45 now. So I've got to pick another song. So I'm going to play a public service announcement while we pick another song, and then we'll go to it. I was just trying to think of how to do the coverall, and I can't imagine how that's going to work. So I guess I could pick a random song at cover, random cover song, and just go with it after that, and with all cover songs. But that might be a little too difficult, but I'll see what I can do. I hate to not do the cover all, but this might be an exception. All right, so let's do a public service announcement, and then we will get back to the fun. All right, let's see. Here we go.
Why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Having trouble finding Connor's middle school? Would you like directions?
No, why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Finding lowest airfare to Istanbul.
No, I'm tired of fighting with him over homework.
Home, walk, restaurant. Need a review?
No, I need help. He's very smart, but his mind wanders. He's disorganized.
I think I understand.
Oh, good.
Finding best potatoes for French fries.
No!
Russet, fingerling, Yukon gold.
Why don't you understand me?
Sorry, I was trying to show how Connor feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think